From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Fights are, of course, a natural part of the legislative process. One erupted this week in the Alabama legislature over a bill that would remake the Birmingham Waterworks Board. We dive into that controversy and talk about other legislative action with Todd Stacey. He's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
Now, this bill would restructure the Birmingham Waterworks Board into a regional authority. It ultimately passed the Senate, but this had some sharp differences between Republicans and Democrats. What happened?
Right. Well, when you think about the Birmingham Waterworks, everybody, it's no secret that that has been a pretty difficult issue for the area. Of course, it's not just Birmingham, right? It's also some of the surrounding counties from Blount to Shelby. There's been a push for a long time to remake the board. In this instance, this legislation would have taken it from 9 members currently to just 5 members. And what the Democrats perceived was that it was going to take away some of the influence of the city of Birmingham and increase the influence of the surrounding areas. That's why they were absolutely opposed to it, especially Senator Roger Smitherman, who has been a part of this situation for a long time. And he helped pass the last legislation that dealt with Birmingham Waterworks. In the end, they were able to reach a compromise where they settled on 7 members of the board. And these board members will be appointed by top leaders, the governor, lieutenant governor, speaker. That's pretty typical for how state boards work. And they'll also have to have expertise in engineering and infrastructure and things like that. So the point is, lawmakers are tired of this being an issue. They're tired of the drain that it is on greater Birmingham. And really, it's affecting economic development. And so they want a fresh start with the board to really reform the Birmingham Waterworks.
Well, also, there's no question that police face high pressure, even deadly situations. Because of that, some lawmakers say we need to expand police immunity. A bill to do that received a committee hearing this week. It was also contentious. So what would this bill do?
Right. It's called the Back the Blue Act. And we've seen a shortage of police officers, especially in cities, Birmingham, Montgomery, Huntsville, Mobile. And they say a lot of it has to do with the threats that law enforcement face. The lawsuits that you've seen really in this post-George Floyd era. And so what this bill aims to do is give those on the front lines, those police officers, some limited immunity in terms of when they have to discharge their firearm. And so Republicans see this as common sense and as a way to really help boost police recruitment because they know that they need better protections. Democrats see this as way too much protection for police and little protection for those who might be targeted wrongly for crimes.
Well, finally, a House committee passed a bill this week that would affect the tests midwives are allowed to administer after a baby is born. But midwives say that changes to the bill constitute a hijacking of it. Todd, can you break down the situation for us?
So the Midwives Alliance, the Midwives Association, have been active this session trying to get legislation that would really give them more flexibility over the required screenings for newborns. There are certain screenings that newborns go through. It's pretty common practice in the hospital. And that's the thing. For a lot of these things, you have to eventually go to a hospital, even if you had used a midwife. And so they're trying to get more flexibility on that. It comes with certain requirements, but a new version of the bill really kind of gutted it. And so the original sponsor of the bill, Senator Arthur Orr, was kind of caught unawares that his bill had been hijacked. So it's interesting, the midwives bill, the midwives don't want to pass it because of the changes made to the bill. This has been an issue for really several years. And so this late in the session, it really could threaten the ability of this bill to get across the finish line.
Todd Stacey's host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television. Todd, good to have you here.
Thank you.